Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
The tips, tools, support, and inspiration you need on your wellness journey. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everybody. Everyone is looking for ways to reduce the amount of stress in our lives and for healthy ways to de-stress when we're feeling overwhelmed or anxious. An alternative way of de-stressing is to learn how to heal yourself through sound. My guest today, Gabriel Braun, is a sound healer and musician who helps his clients unlock the potential of sound therapy and also something known as sound baths. Sound therapy can help with body awareness, deep meditation, relaxation, all of which are vital when managing the stress in our lives. Gabriel, welcome to the show. So I'm so excited to have you on and have you, you know, teach and tell us what is sound therapy.
Thank you so much, Erica. It's wonderful to be here with you and with everyone.
Yeah.
And I'd like to start by actually inviting our listeners to just take a deep breath with me. And before you do that, what we'll do is we'll hold our breath in for a few seconds, and then as you exhale, see if you can make your breath audible by making a sigh of relief. And the sound is like a something like that. So
okay.
Together, let's take a deep breath in through our nose right now.
Okay.
And hold it all the way in for 3, 2, 1.
Cool.
And so as you'll hear me explain in just a moment, you know, so much of sound therapy is experiential, and we ourselves are like what I call human instruments, being that on a cellular level, we are made up of atoms, and these atoms, as science now shows us, are vibrating. And so as we can tune into the sound of our own voice or the sound of specially tuned instruments that transmit a certain frequency of sound, it allows us to tune at a greater level or deeper level in with ourselves and with our bodies. And in doing so, it definitely helps to deal with the most two common things are high amounts of stress and anxiety that people experience in their day-to-day world and lives. And I would say also, you know, I mean, it can really help people who have trouble meditating get into that more meditative, calmer state of mind, and even dealing with things like chronic pain, children who have autism, you know, just helping people become more clear and focused, and dealing with everything that happens in life, you know, as we're bombarded by this crazy and also amazing world that we live in today.
Yeah, that's wonderful that you are spreading this awareness. And I know we both work with treatment facilities. We both have worked at treatment facilities and still do. But you know how there's some people that feel a little silly making sounds, or a little bit, you know, like hesitant that they're going to, you know, kind of, you know, nothing's going to work, or they're going to, you know, people are going to look at them strangely. Or so how do we get over that stigma of just being self-aware and self-conscious?
Absolutely. It's a great question.
Don't you find that there are people out there that, yeah.
Yeah. Yes, absolutely. Well, I would say the main thing is music is one of the most incredible expressions of sounds and is a universal language that we all respond to. And even though not everyone is necessarily musically inclined,
right.
You will find that most people really connect to music. So I always include some kind of experience with music in the sound baths or the sound healing sessions that I do. When I talk to people about sound therapy, I'll say, well, for example, what is it about classical music that really helps people to be more creative or to focus their mind? Or what is it about, you know, someone who sings a beautiful ballad that brings us to tears? What is
right.
it about,
yeah.
about it? And when it comes down to it, it is the sound, the vibration, the intention behind the lyrics and the instrumentation of the music. So this is something I
right.
find that most people, if they're skeptics, they really, they start to loosen up a little bit and open up more to this idea. And I will say one other thing too, that sound therapy itself, although it might seem like this kind of new thing that's being embraced, you know, like yoga and meditation, it's been around for thousands of years. And, you know, witch doctors in Africa, would use drums to create, these trance, like almost meditative like states for people to heal from illness and to revive their spirits. To even the Tibetans and the Tuvans who would use singing bowls and overtone chanting. I mean, it's all over the world and it's been going on for a long time, you know.
Right, right. It has. And it's something that I think does resonate deeply with everybody at some level. So I think that's a great analogy that you allow people to kind of go there in their minds and their hearts first and try to, hopefully open their minds and hearts at the same time. How can you tell us a little bit how you have gone into this? Because I know you've studied so much, you're a yoga instructor, you're a life coach, you're a musician, you just came out with a CD, but what has inspired you?
Absolutely. So, when I was about 16 or 17, is when I was first introduced to yoga and meditation. And I remember going to this class, and after we had done the physical component, the stretching, the asana, you know, the teacher asked everyone to lay down in resting pose or shavasana. And during that time, he and his partner began to play some music. And they played not only this beautiful and enchanting music, but they also invited people to kind of sing along or chant with them. And I remember at first it sounded a little kind of foreign, or I was a little uncomfortable. And then they expressed, you know, don't worry about if your voice sounds pretty or not. Like, just let yourself feel the music or feel the sound from inside of you. And I remember having this experience where I, you know, was going through a really hard time in my life. And I just, it was like I kind of, you know, for a moment or a few moments forgot about all that stuff and got completely lost in the sound and the vibration itself. So that's really where it began. And, and there's a lot more to be said, but yeah, that's how it started for me.
That's amazing. That's amazing. I love to hear what has inspired you, because you have touched so many people and helped change so many lives, which I know personally. So I really like to hear where the inner knowledge comes from, or the kind of, you know, the kind of moment where it hits you that this is your purpose and this is something that, you know, you can use not only for yourself to heal, but for others, you know, to heal. I think that that's really fortunate for people that get to have that experience.
Thank you so much.
Well, can you tell us, the audience, where to find you and how they can begin to tap into, you know, the work that you do?
Absolutely. So the easiest way would just to go onto my website, which is www.gabriellogenbraun.com. And there I list where I do events, and I basically do events in the greater Los Angeles area right now. A lot of time on the west side, Santa Monica, Venice, but really, I'm really starting to branch out and do stuff all over. So that would be the best way to get in touch and find out more about what I do.
Okay, good. And then you have your music also.
Yes. As you said earlier, I recently released two albums, one of which is a sound healing album, and the other of which is a world music album, both healing music. And they can find this on my website or on iTunes, searching Gabriel Logan Braun.
Yep. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you so much for being on today with us. And, you know, I just think it's such a way for people to kind of, you know, tap into something that they may never have tapped into, in terms of, you know, learning how to relax and de-stress in healthy ways and not turning to anything that could possibly be negative. So I appreciate you being with us. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thanks for joining us, and stay well.